Hi, this is Donna. Welcome to the podcast on Coaching for Success in Fieldwork. Did you know that most OT students are anxious and trepidatious showing up on day one, no matter what level of placement? They are worried about not knowing enough, fearful of making mistakes. Will I look foolish? They ask themselves. Here are some points about coaching to help reduce anxiety. Create a safe learning environment. Prepare students for some of the known challenges of your practice and client interactions. Identify early on the skills they will need to do on your service. Demonstrate these skills and step back when it's their time to perform. Remind them that they are not expected to be perfect. Remind students that some things, yes indeed, will be difficult. This is why they are there, to learn. Make it fun. Practice in low-stake contexts first, if you can. Take an opportunity to get to know each other. Role play if you have time. Teach by example. A coach is often an expert at the trade, but more often is expert at planning, explaining, and modeling what is needed to be done. Students often comment on how impressed they are with the speed at which their OTs know how to do things. It is often not evident to the student that your effortlessness is really a combination of your time, your practical know-how, and your experience with clients. Model what you seek. Watching an expert in action is more effective than listening or reading about how to do something. Request feedback often on your performance. Seek input from students about how you are teaching, your style, and your pace. Students really commit to the experience when they see that learning is a partnership. Asking for feedback provides opportunities for students to learn about their learning, not just the content. Explain your reasoning. You may need to do this over and over again. Redundancy helps to solidify concepts. You will see growth and change over the weeks the student is with you. Provide timely feedback to the students. Feedback during placements is critical to advance skill development, strengthen the already positive emerging skills, and gently draw attention to changes desired, all to enhance learning. Feedback may be the most valuable and challenging coaching responsibility. Balance the feedback provision. Observe what went well and what could have been better. Feedback should be timely, not always in the midst of an activity, however. Build in times to actually allow you to provide feedback, discuss progress, and debrief with students. Empower the learner. Sometimes a coach is by your side to lend a hand when you need them. Other times they forge ahead and you follow. In time, a coach should empower the students to make some decisions and choose the paths to pursue. To empower learners, a coach can enable students to identify issues they need to explore further and develop students themselves into coaches. The coach-athlete relationship reaches maturity when the two become more like peers. They will one day soon be in your shoes. Since students can relate to placements as providing relevancy for their OT learning, you as a preceptor can enhance this learning by being a coach. Despite the vast differences in practice settings, the teacher-as-coach metaphor works because both seek to connect learners with the content, provide a safe space for learning, and empower students to become competent entry to practice occupational therapists. Thanks and have fun.